Okay, so we're starting with a brand new sugya. I mean, sort of brand new. Pretty brand new. Still a shlita related, but it's more, I'd say, a sugya about nevela and trefa. Oops. Okay, so again, so the sugya now is going to be nevela and trefa. Okay? Nevela and trefa. There are two lavim in the Torah. One of nevela, don't eat a nevela, one don't eat a trefa. And we don't know what they are. And our job is going to be to figure out what they are and to kind of, you know, trace them. That's basically what we're going to be concerned with for a little while. So I think it may be wise for us to read some Rambams, just for some background. And there is a certain problem. It's like kind of a, I don't know how you call it, somewhat of a paradox or some sort of problem in doing Rambams, like in doing this. It's like, on the one hand, you don't know anything about an area, so you want to get some background, and the Rambam's better, you know, better than anywhere else you're going to find, just to like lay out for you some basics of a sugya. The problem with that approach is, anyone know?
You might be learning it a certain way.
You're right. The problem is you're biasing yourself towards the way the Rambam is learning it. So you don't know what is just simple Pashat facts and what is just the Rambam's opinion. So I don't really know a solution to that problem. Okay? But somehow I still am usually of the opinion that it's worth doing, but having in the back of your mind that be ready to drop any fact. But sometimes you just got to get started in an area, just at least to get your head, get some bearing. Like we're going to see, we start a Mishnah, we're going to say, is it trefo or is it nevela? We don't even know what trefo is, we don't know what nevela is. So I could just tell you stuff, but I might as well read the Rama, you know. See, he says it like no one else. So we'll just read some Ramas just to get some background. And again, not that I know that there's anything in particular about the Rambam Shita which is unique here, but I just think as we're not going to be learning the sugya from the Rambam. We're learning Gemara Rashi tells us, you know, so whatever. Just saying. Okay.
Where is it?
It's Machal Sazuros Perek Dalad. Okay, Machal Sazuros Perek Dalad. And again, we're just getting facts. Okay, so already a few isolated halachos, some about Nevelos, some about Trefa. Just to get our head in the area. So it says like this. Ochel kezayis mi basar behema shemesa. If you eat a kezayis of the basar of an animal, which dies. Ochaya shemesa, ov shemes. It just dies. Okay? A dead animal. Not you don't shacht it, it dies. Any basically you'll see any other way besides shechita. Loka, shenema lo sochlu kol nevela. V'kol shelo nishchata karoi, harizu mesa. What does it mean, an animal which dies? Any animal which dies, not through shechita, not through a kosher shechita, is called, it died. Right? Died means it's not alive. And it died as opposed to you killed it through the very specific method we call shechita. Okay? Otherwise, it's called nevela. So in hilchos shechita, he explains to you what exactly does it mean, a proper shechita. But for now, we're assuming, in Machlokes HaSuros, we're assuming you know there's such a thing called a kosher shechita, shechita kara'i, proper shechita. And if it dies through any method other than that, then it's a nevela, and you're not allowed to eat it. And if you do eat it, you get malchus. Lo sochel kol nevela. Good. Okay. Fine. Now I'm jumping to halacha vav. That was nevela. Nevela is simpler. Okay, halacha vav.
That was nevela.
Oh. Okay. By the way, I should just tell you as a fact that nevela also is metame. Okay, an animal which is nevela is metame, creates tumah. Okay, and as we will see, not right now, but later. Nevela vis-a-vis achila is achila, and nevela vis-a-vis tumah and taira are not identical. You could have something which is nevela in the framework of achila, but is not nevela in the framework of tumah and taira. Like I think, a simple example is if a guy shechta, if a guy does shechita, I think it's a nevela. You can't eat it, but it's not metame. Okay, so that's just a fact. Not relevant for now, but it will become relevant. But it is relevant that that the nevela is mitame. We'll see. Treifa is not mitame, so that's why we'll get to that. Okay, good. So now we're up to vav. Okay, vav. Ha'ochel. This is dalad vav machosros. Ha'ochel kizayis mi basar behema ochaya of tehorim shenitrefu that get torn up. Treifa is like to get torn up. Loka. So if you eat meat of an animal that gets torn up, is machos. Shenamar ubasar basad the treifa lo sochlo akelev tashlichon oso. Treifa ha'omur b'torah zu shetarfa osa chayas hayar. What's a treifa? It means an animal which was torn up by a wild animal. An animal of the forest. Kigon ari, v'namer, like a lion or a namer. Okay, whatever namer is. V'kiyotzban. V'chein ov shetarfa osa ofadoros kigon anet, v'kiyotzban, where a bird, the predator bird tears it up. V'enata yachol lomar Shetarfa oso v'emisa oso. You can't say it means. Okay, this is interesting. Einata yachalom shetarfa oso v'emisa oso. It can mean if the lion tears it up and kills it. That's not treifa. Why? Why? Yeah, shemesa are nevela. If it kills it, then it's a nevela. Mali mesa machmas atzma. What's the difference if it just drops dead? Oh, hika besayev emisa, or you take a sword and slice it in half. Oh, shavra ari emisa, or a lion tears it, breaks it, and kills it. Right? So there's a nevela. That's a nevela. That's just an animal that dies. Why? You don't say every time an animal's a nevela, it's a trefa. Or you don't say if an animal dies, if the method of death is a lion attacking it, now it's a trefa. That's just basically an animal which dies. Ha'enu medabra elosh benitrefa velo mesa. So treifa is an animal which gets torn up but doesn't die. It inflicts, we'll see, a mortal wound onto it. Okay, it's attacked by a lion. It tears it, but it doesn't kill it. Still walking around, but it's a weak, sickly, dying, so to speak, animal. Okay, I'm talking loosely, but that's right. Okay. So it says, Ima treifa shalom eis asura. If you tell me that if it doesn't die, it's also yachol and bazeev v'goror hagidi b'raglo b'zanvo b'ozno v'rada v'atzil mipiv yeah aser shayin nitraf. Let's say one of these animals comes and tears it, grabs it, and you pull the animal away and save it, but it was torn. So you might say it's that's it since it was torn and that it attacked it. So that's it. It's a treifa. So it's no tamlo baso baso the treifa. Aje yas osa baso haroi lekelav. Okay, kelav dashim. So it has to be food which is fit for a dog. Okay, halamad the Torah. What does that mean? You learn from here. Hushat treifa amur b'Torah. Hushat tarfa osa chayes ha'yar. That an animal tears it up. The shavra osa and it breaks it. V'natas lamos and it's like leaning towards death. Yeah, dying lamesa, and it didn't die yet. Okay, it didn't die yet. So it's like has a mortal wound. It's gonna die. Even if you then go, you have this animal, you see it's going to die. It's going to become an nevela. It's going to die. So what do? You're smart. You take a shechita knife and you slaughter it. Right? Then it's a trefa. Since it's impossible for it to live from this wound.
What does he say you do?
Even if you shecht it. You have this treifa animal. It makes a hole in its lung. Okay? Grabs it by its throat, makes a hole in its lung, whatever. Now it's gonna die. It's not dead yet, but it's gonna die soon, whatever, within a week or something, whatever it is. And now you do is you see it's gonna die and you want to eat this animal. So you do is you feel like, I'll shecht it. So you do a shechita, perfect shechita. Perfect. So it says it doesn't help. It's still not allowed to eat it. It's a trefa. But it's not going to be a nevela at that point because he did shechita. And it's not going to be a tame.
If it died on its own, it would be a...
If it died on its own, it would be what?
Nevela.
It would be a nevela. It's not clear if it would still be a trefa also. Okay, I think it would be. But it's not clear whether it would also be a trefa.
The only difference it would make there is with the tame
thing? Yes. Yes, if it's shechted, then it's not going to be, it's still not going to be allowed to eat it, but it's not going to become tame because it's a treifa, it's not a nevela. Exactly. Okay. Nimtzeis lamar. So summarize. Turns out we learn. Torah asra hamesa. Torah asra is an animal which dies. V'hiyan vela. The asra anota lamas machmas makosea. And it also asr is something which is leaning towards death because of its wound. Afal pisha dain lomesa. And it didn't die yet. V'hiyat trefa. Right? Ukeshem shelo tachlup yamesa. Bein mesa machmas asra. Bein shenafla umesa. Bein shechanka ad shemesa. Just like you don't differentiate when it dies by itself, in death, whether it dies by itself, or it falls and dies, or strangled and dies, or a lion, an animal, you know, rips it and kills it. So too, when an animal which is gonna die, has this mortal wound, you don't differentiate whether a wild animal ripped it. Whether it fell off a roof and its ribs were broken, or it fell and its whatever its limbs were, whatever poked out or ripped or something, or if you shot an arrow at it and it made a hole in its heart, or its lung, or if it got an illness and it got a hole in its heart. Or Reyas, or its lung, or Shiva, or tell itself, Kyotzbam, or its ribs are broken. However, you know, the lamas, we call Makam Harz a trefa. So even though since it's leaning to death, so it's a trefa. Bein Shalis Agorim Bidei Basar Adam, Bein Shiva Bidei Shemayim. Whether it's caused by living in life, or it's caused by Bidei Shemayim. Imkein Lama Nerva Torah Trefa. So why does Torah say trefa? I mean, just torn up. Torn up implies it's ripped by an animal. The Torah describes the normal case. Right? Just describe the normal case. It's ripped up in the field. Because otherwise you'd say it's only... If you want to say that the Torah is talking dafka, it says a basar basada trefa. Should only be if it's ripped up in the field. Right? If it's ripped up in a courtyard, it shouldn't be asar. Which is ridiculous. Right, what's the difference if it's ripped up in a courtyard or it's ripped up in the field? So obviously, the Torah is just saying the normal case is that's where it's going to get ripped up in the field. It's in a courtyard. It's not going to get ripped up by lions in your courtyard. So it's just described the normal case. The treif also is the normal case. The normal case is how's it getting a hole in its heart? Because an animal attacks it. But in a chanami, you can do the normal also. So you see, it's only talking about practical. The Indian Akasav, and the Indian, the punchline is, it's leaning to die because of its wounds, and it's impossible for it to live because of this Maka Asura. The klal is, if an animal like this, no animal in this condition would live, it's a trefa. He gets into the details of what type of illnesses. There are certain, I forget how many, but a certain fixed number of things which make it trefa and others don't. Okay? Fine. The one thing which isn't 100% clear is if it has a mortal wound. So if it has a mortal wound, you shecht it, then it's not a nevela, but it's a trefa. Let's say it has a mortal wound and you don't shecht it. So now it's going to die and it's going to become a nevela. But does it then lose its status of being a trefa, or is it both a nevela and a trefa? That's not clear. I'm not sure what the nafka mina would be either. Maybe it would be two malchios? It's not clear. I mean, because it's trefa. Nevela is a nafka mina because it's tuma. But trefa, it's already asar achila, so it's not going to make a difference in terms of isar. It's still going to be asar, right? So I'm not sure about that. The Ram just says, if it's a trefa, it's a trefa, it's and it's leaning to dying, afal pisha kanda mashachta, it's a trefa. You could say, yeah, but if you don't do it, it's certainly a trefa. If it dies, it's also, but it's not clear. It's not 100% clear. I think there's a tosos that's later, we'll get to, that says that it could be both. I don't know if you saw that or not. No. Yeah, okay, but whatever. For now, you don't have to worry about it. It might become important, but for now, let's not worry about it. Okay, we good? So basically, punchline is, is a nevela is an animal which dies through a method other than shechita. A trefa is an animal which gets a mortal wound. Okay? A mortal wound, I mean, and a wound which animals don't recover from. Okay? And then that's a trefa. Okay? Even if you do shechita, it's still a trefa. Okay? Good?
And also attempted shechita is...
Oh, if you attempt shechita and you passel it, so then basically you didn't do shechita. So now it's dead through some other method, not shechita. Okay? Okay, fine. Okay, so now we can read our Mishnah. So that's exactly what our Mishnah is going to be about. Our Mishnah is going to be about attempted shechita. Passel shechita. Okay, passel shechita. Okay. So, Lamed Beis Amar Alef. So it says Mishnah, second Mishnah. Shachar es haveshet upasak es hagargaras. So let's say you shecht the food pipe. Okay, upasak es hagargaras. Gargaras is another name for the kana, for the windpipe. And then you break the windpipe, not through shechita, like you tear it or whatever. Oh, pasuk as argeres, or first you tear the windpipe, ve'achach shachas avesha, and then you shechita on the vesha. So, right, so you're basically doing one pipe properly, the other pipe improperly. Oh, shachar echad mayhem, or you shecht one of them, ve'himtin lacham esa, and then you just let it die. Right? Oh, shehechlet es hasakin tachas hasheni upasko, or you, let's see, Rashi says, oh, it's the bottom one. Yeah, so you basically stick the knife between the two simanim. You cut one simon, then you cut the top simon, regular shechita, then you stick the knife under the second simon, between the second simon, the lower simon, and the neck, and the neck bone. Okay, and you pull the knife upwards, so to speak, or outwards, towards the outside of the animal. So that's a psul, which we did this, but this is called a psul called chalada. Chalada means the cut has to be like an external cut, from the outside to the inside, as opposed to from the inside to the outside. Okay, so that's a psul called chalada. So you pasul the shechita. Okay, so any of these cases, basically a lot of different psulei shechita. Okay? So what happens? So, Rav Yeshaviv Omer Nevela. Right? It's Nevela. Which makes sense, right? Because basically it's died. Not the shechita. Not the shechita. Rabbi Akiva or Treifa. Rabbi Akiva says it's a Treifa, not a Nevela. Okay, not a Nevela. Why not? It's not clear. Why not? Why isn't it a Nevela?
Is it dead already?
It died, yes. It dies. But he's saying it's not a Nevela, it's only a Treifa. I mean, it seems like there's two ways that they learn in the Rishonim. I forget. One's the Me'iri, and the other is, I think it's Rabbeinu Gershom. Oh, no, Rabbeinu... Oh, those Rabbeinu parents. I have it put in the Masifta Shas. They bring them down. But one way to learn Rabbi Akiva is he holds that since you did one simon properly, so then it's one pipe properly, that's enough to remove it from Nevela. From being Nevela. It's still going to be also to eat. Vis-a-vis Nevela, vis-a-vis Toma. What's an afkamin? When you say it's a trefa, what does that mean? It means it's trefa and it's only also achila. It's not metame. It's not metame. That's the difference. It's an afkamin of saying it's trefa. So he says, once you do one pipe properly, since you did the first pipe properly, it's a good shchita vis-a-vis Toma and Taira. Right? So it's not Nevela, but it's still going to be also to eat. That's what he's saying. That's what his argument. That's what Rabbi Akiva is arguing. You'll see Rabbi Akiva changes his mind. He goes back on it. But at this point, that's one way to learn is that since you're doing one of these cases, you see you're doing one pipe, one good pipe. So he says one good pipe is enough to remove the din of Tov Nevela, vis-a-vis Tum and Taira. But it's still not a proper shechita because we know Behemai Nitusim on him. So he's saying is the Tusim on him means insofar as making it kosher to eat. So it's therefore it's Trefa. Trefa means is basically Nevela vis-a-vis Achila, but it's not vis-a-vis Tama. So the way you call that is you call that the Trefa. That's one way they learn. I think that way is Tosafot Rabbeinu Peretz. And the other way to learn, and this is annoying, because Tosafot Rabbeinu Peretz, I think, is brought down by the Shita Megubatzos. So that's what they say in this Masifta Shas. I want to find but I have to try to look again, but I can't for the life of me. This is the second time it happened in this Masifta. They quote the Shita Megubatzos on Chulin, but I can't find it. The Shinat says we have doesn't exist. Doesn't have cholin. And there's no book that we have in this yeshiva that's called Shinat Doesn't Have Cholin.
It's not on the.
I want to look in Hebrew books. Bar Ilan? No, I don't think so. Someone looked, maybe. Maybe not. I don't know. You could look. I don't know if I don't think I looked actually. Yeah. I mean, you could look. I'll try it. Maybe I'll look at Hebrew books. If you have the access to that, you could. That would be great. But I'd like to find it, but I don't know. In the meantime, I'm trusting their quote of Rabbeinu Peretz. Okay? Neshim Betzos quotes Rabbeinu Peretz. The other way to learn is the Meiri, which we should look at inside. But for now, I'm also going to trust in them. He learns that the whole halacha of psule shchita, is only vis-a-vis achila. What's wrong with these? That you did shchita, you just messed up. You did only one, or you did chalado, you did ikor, whatever the case is. You did it the wrong way, or whatever. So he wants to say that these cases, I think that's what I'm saying. So Rabbi Akiva is only arguing on the case, few cases, some cases in the Mishnah, like you caught one sim and then you let it die. He says he's not arguing on that. He's arguing on the cases where you did a psul shchita. And the case he holds that the whole halacha of psul shchita is only vis-a-vis achila. That if you passel the shchita, then it's not good vis-a-vis tumantara. Then you're not allowed to eat it. But vis-a-vis tumantara, it's still, it's tar. It's a good shchita. So they're kind of similar.
Because it died al-yidei shchita, I guess?
Yeah, it died al-yidei shchita, just the shchita psula.
Right.
So in terms of shchita ksheira is a din in achila.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to eat it, you have to do the proper shchita. But in terms of tumantaira, as long as you did shchita, is it a kosher shchita? No, but it's still not nothing. It's still a shchita, and that's going to kosher it from the veil. Okay, so I mean, maybe we should define the machlokes according to each of these rishonim. But for now, let's just move along. I'm just kind of filling you in for now. Okay, we should be probably a good idea to try to define these. Another fact I forgot to mention when I was talking about the Rabbeinu Gershon's reason, Tozer and Peretz. I mean, so there is a thing is by oaf one simon is enough. So that's I think his argument is that for oaf one simon is enough for birds. For a behema, you need two simon, two pipes. So that's what he says, is that even by a behema, one simon is enough to remove it from the veil, from tuma. He just, the two, the din that animals, as opposed to birds, need two simon, is only din in achil. And so far as tuma, making in a veila, it's basically one simon is enough. Okay, that's like lends credence to saying, as long as one simon is good. Because once you'll say, what's one simon? It's nothing. It's not true, it's not nothing. You see, by oaf, it's good. So that's part of the argument. Okay, but again, so you basically have machlokas essentially, which again we'll see in a second. It's not Rabbi Akiva backs off machlokas. If you do the shchitas and you introduce the psil in the shchita on the second pipe or whatever, do you say that's it? It's worthless, totally in a vela, or do you say no? It's good enough vis-a-vis tuma, but it's still not good enough vis-a-vis achila. And the word we use to refer to that is trefa. As a trefa is basically the isra achila, but without the isra, without the tuma. Okay, we good. Okay. So you see why it was good for us to do the Rambam. It kind of gives us some background, at least these words mean anything. Klal Amar Rav Yishaviv. So Rav Yishaviv is the first sheet who says it's nevela. So here's a klal. Mishum Rav Yishua. Kol shenifshala b'shchitasa nevela. Whenever there's a psul in the shchita, it's a nevela, because there wasn't a shchita. They call sheshchitasa keroi, but if the shchita was proper, v'davar acher garam la lipasel, but something else, something extraneous to the shchita, namely it had a mortal wound, causes the psul, trefa. It's a trefa. Okay, so in other words, the only way it's a trefa and not nevela is if you did a good shchita. But if the mess up occurred in the shchita itself, because you didn't do a proper shchita, then that's nevela. Then basically it's like it died. You didn't do shchita. As long as the psul occurs in the shchita, that the shchita was improper, then it's going to be a nevela. The only way it's trefa is if the shchita is koroi. Okay, and that's basically the punchline. The only way to avoid nevela is if you do a proper, kosher, perfect shechita. Short of that, it's going to be a nevela. Okay, and if you do a proper kosher shechita, but it's not kosher for a different reason, because it has a moral, some sort of moral wound, then that's a trefa. Okay, then that's a trefa. Behold the Lord, Rabbi Kiva. And Rabbi Kiva agreed to him. Doesn't mean the only way to create a nevela is through psal shechita.
Right.
If an animal drops dead, it's also a nevela.
Right,
so he's not being exclusive. You know, he's not being thorough. So let's say it has a psul, a trefa, and then it just drops that. So that could be that it's a nevela. It could be it's both. He's just talking about a case where you're doing a shechita. So if you mess up the shechita, then it's a nevela. If you do a kosher shechita, then it's not going to be a nevela. But it could be it's going to be a trefa. But he's not saying is, let's say it's a trefa and you don't do shechita. He's not discussing what happens if you don't do shechita. Right? He's discussing when you do shechita, but either you mess up or you're somehow still not kosher. Is that right? In a general way, I'm going to try to find the mirror exactly, but in a general way, could we try to get some idea of the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Chacham? Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shaviv. In whichever way. I mean, it could have been Peretz or Rabbi, you know, or the Meiri. Whichever way I'm saying it, they're roughly similar. Roughly similar, which is that basically, if you do a semi-shechita, right, semi-shechita, which would mean either one siman properly, or you do it shechita, but you introduce psul, right, does that remove the din tuma? So then now it's only a trefa, meaning it's only a sabachila, but it's not a full nevela, or do you say no, that's nevela, right? So can we just give some idea for that? Yeah, I mean, this is what the Meiri says. He says, so when he says, the first thing he says that when it's talking about pasak hagaras, he means you don't do shechita. Okay, you cut it some other way, not shechita. Okay, it doesn't mean ikor or whatever, specific psul shechita. He tries to show it means some sort of other method, which is not shechita. Okay? And he says that the machlokas, Rabbi Akiva and the Chacham, is not on the first three cases. Because the first three cases in the Mishnah, you only shechted one semen. You shechted one and then you somehow did some other cut on the first, on the other semen. Or you basically shechted one, you let it die. So he says, no one's going to argue in that, in those cases, that's going to be, that's not nevela, because you only shechted one semen. He says, but he's only arguing on the last cases, which is talking about chalada, on the last case, which is chalada. And he says, but he also would argue on Shehiya, Drasa, and Agrama. That's what you mentioned. On other Psula Shechita. Okay? Which is what, he says here in the footnote, Rabbi Yehonah's son also says that. Not sure who that is.
What's the difference between a Psula Shechita and the other one?
Well, there's a difference between, is in one thing, I guess, the sense is that there's one thing is, like, if you shoot in the head, and this is, I guess, what Zach was mentioning, if you shoot in the head, you're not doing, it's not psul shechita, you just didn't do shechita.
Right.
So if you pierce the semen, you just take a needle and make a hole in it or something, I don't know, whatever, that's not shechita. But shechita is where you're cutting the semanim. But let's say you cut them, but you put pressure. Or you cut them from the inside as well as from the outside. Or you cut them and you pause in the middle. Or you cut it, but it's a little bit higher than your certain different places on the semen. So you're doing the ma'isa shechita, you're just doing it with one of the halachos from Sinai psulim. That it's a psul, it disqualifies it. But the ma'isa, you did a ma'isa shechita, it doesn't meet the hilchoseha. Right? There's the hilchos shechita. But you slaughtered it. Right, as opposed to you shot in that, you didn't slaughter, you shot inside. I thought you were a totally different method. Right, so that's what the Meiri is saying, is that that's what Rabbi Akiva is only arguing on, where you have a psal. Right, we have a psal. Okay, fine. So Matt's saying, maybe I'm going to say it slightly differently, but basically that how do you learn? You have shlita means slaughter, and now you have this halacha, which is halacha from the Sinai, that there's this psulish, the hilchos shlita. Hilchos shechita, shehiya, ikor, whatever, all the psul shechita. So what's pshat? Is it pshat that if you do the shechita with a psul, that's simply not shechita? Shechita means proper karoi. I mean, that's what shechita is. If you do it other than that, I mean, you could call it shechita colloquially, but it's not really halachically shechita. That's not shechita. in halacha, that's not shechita. Shechita is the ritual slaughter, so to speak. It's a very specifically defined action according to halacha. And if you do it wrong, then you're simply not doing shechita. So now, how did the animal die? I don't know. What's the difference between shechita and that? Or you did something which is very, very close to shechita. If only I didn't push down, it would have been shechita. Okay, but it's not shechita. Bottom line is, you didn't do shechita. So what makes the thing tahar, not nevela, is that it doesn't die randomly, but it dies through shechita. And shechita means the lashon sinai is defined for you what shechita is. Period. So if there's a psal shechita, there's a psal shechita. It's not shechita. Okay. If the animal is a trefa, for instance, but I do shechita properly, then that's a perfectly fine shechita. It's true. It has some other milchum acher. It has a mortal wound, has a hole in its lung, but that doesn't mean I didn't do shechita, right? But if I do shechita the wrong way, I push the knife down, I whatever, then that's not shechita anymore. So therefore, it's nevela. That's the way we hold. That's the conclusion. That's the way Rosh Hashanah is klal. That any time it's a psul in the maisa, that's not shechita. That's then it's nevela, right? Shechita karoi is what shechita means. Other than that's not shechita. But the other way, Rabbi Akiva held, no, that really shechita is shechita, slaughtering, death through cutting the simanim, right? But, and therefore, in terms of nevela, if it dies randomly on its own, some other way, that's nevela. If it dies through shechita, then it's not matame. It's not matame, right? Star. But, now there's a separate halacha that hechsher basar, that in order for a Jew to eat meat, he has to kill it through a certain way, a shechita karoi. The gzeiros hakasav, or the halacha shosinai of the psulei shechita, is a din in achila, in kedushas, whatever, achila of Kal Yisrael, that hechsher basar only comes about through a very special kind of shechita. Not that it's not shechita, but the Alach Mishra Sinai, the Psulei Shechita, are a din in the Shechita B'Torah's Hachshar Basar. Shechita B'Torah's Kedushas Yisrael, that when we eat, before we eat, we subject it to this special kind of a Shechita. Not just any Shechita, but a special kind of a Shechita. Goyim maybe eat food that's killed in any slaughter, whatever. They do anything. But it's a din that for achila, there's a super added requirements, shechita plus. But the halachos of Sinai are not telling you it's not shechita. They're just saying it's not going to be shechita b'toras hechsher basar. It's not going to create hechsher basar. Right? That was Rabbi Akiva held originally.
Why would they say that the...
No, they say like this, is that in terms of Tuman Taira, what makes it tahar is that it dies through slaughtering, through shechita. That means cutting the pipes, cutting the simanim. And if you do the gun, you're not cutting the pipes.
Okay.
So Tumah and Taira just means, what kind of action did you do?
Right.
You did an action of shechita, of slaughtering, or did you not do an action of shechita?
Separate thing.
A hechsher basar demands more than that. Kedusha Yisrael isn't just that we eat meat which is slaughtered. We eat meat which is slaughtered through a very special kind of a method. Slaughter without any of the psulim. But the psulim are just the din in the shechita as a hechsher of the basar. Not in the very shame shechita itself. It's a shechita, but it's not shechita which will function as a hechsher basar. So Rabbi Akiva differentiated between shechita and then a shechita of hechsher basar, like a souped up shechita, right? And he held that the din of the psulim is not a din in the shame shechita itself. It's a din in the shechita which functions as a hechsher basar. But Rabbi Shavev says no, there's no such shechita. If it's shechita, it's a shechita. And if it's done properly, then it's shechita. And if it's not done properly, that's not a shechita. Okay, there's no chiluk. The din of the four psulim, or whatever, the gzera, the halachah of the psulim, are undermine the very shame shechita itself. And that's going to undermine shame shechita both vis-a-vis achila and vis-a-vis tamah. Because it's simply not shechita. Right? So I'm not too interested. Why it is tamah like this? I mean, there's a certain sense to saying is that achila is a higher level of kedusha or demand more requirement, but whatever. That's not. That's like the philosophy of the thing. I don't really care about that. I'm saying it's halachically, there's a chiluk. There's a chiluk, and I'm saying the different frameworks, and you could say that's sort of what he was positing. It's not a lack in shechita, it's a lack in the shechita as a function of hechsher basar. Okay. Fine. Now, what about according to the other way of learning, those of Rebbe Peretz? that he's saying is that it's a din. I believe it's those grandparents. I'm pretty sure. I mean, I don't have the Masechta in front of me now, but I think that's what he quoted. Shidun, that's the name of those grandparents. What he's saying is that it's talking about where you do one siman properly. One siman. Right? How will, he's not learning. He'll learn that it's on. Oh, I think this is the problem. This is the problem. I saw the Masifta ask. They asked this on the Meiri. Is that according to the Meiri, in the cases, the it doesn't. It's probably in the Gemara later on. But basically, the Meiri is limiting Rabbi Akiva's Shita only to one of the cases, right, of the Mishnah. But later in our Gemara, it basically, you see, it's a pretty open. Rabbi Akiva holds it in other cases also. So it's a problem with the Meiri. They don't answer it. I don't know how to answer it. I'm not going to do it. We have to see the Gemara. But it's a problem. There's a problem on them. So Tosu Mevarez does learn that way. He learns is that as long as Rikiva's sheet holding is if you do one simon properly, then it's going to be okay in terms of Tumantara. Right? One simon properly. It doesn't matter. It's not because of the Psule Shchita. That's not the point. Even if you do one simon and you let it die, then it'll be tar, according to Rikiva. I'm sorry, it'll be tar, according to Rikiva. You know, I can't eat it. But it'll be tar. Right? So how is he learning? How is he learning the machlokas? Exactly. I think that says it. You can just say the same thing as we're saying. At least for starters. Maybe we could go further. But it's the same. Just apply differently. Just apply it to one summon. Is that according to Rabbi Akiva, really, the shame shchita emerges once you do one summon. If you kill it through cutting a summon, then that's shchita. And that's shchita by oaf. And even by behemoth, that's shchita. The only thing is that for Echsher Basar, of behemoth, the Torah demands that you do two simanim. They do two simanim. But if you do one simon properly, it's shchita. It died through shchita. It has to be proper. In other words, according to Rabbi Parents, definitely if you do psula, pasul, it's not shchita. But now the quality of shchita is only where you do it kelchasa. But now you're talking about the quantity of shchita. Two simanim. The Torah demands by Behema, you go all the way, you do two simanim. If you don't, do you say that's not shchita? That's not shchita? That's how we hold. We hold by Behema, one simon, that's not shchita. By Oaf, one simon is shchita, by Behema, one simon is not shchita. So therefore, if you do one simon, it's nothing. Toma, treif, can't eat it, whatever, everything. But according to Bekiva, no. If it's shchita by Oaf, it's shchita by Behema. It's a shchita, and it's not tame. The only thing is that by Achila, the Torah says, in order to eat a behema, to have the shchita function of Echsher Basar behema, the Torah demands that you go all the way. You shecht both simanim. But that's just the din vis-a-vis Echsher Basar. Okay, so it's similar. He's not willing to budge on the qualitative component of shchita. That would definitely hold without the qualitative properties of shchita, it's not shchita. Period. But the quantity, two simanim as opposed to one, yields that's just the din and Echsher Basar. But either way, the maskana, Rabbi Akiva gives in. Which means that by Behema, he agrees that it's simply not shchita, and if you only shecht one siman, it's not shchita. Right? Right. Right. I guess there's a subtle point here. Maybe this is just the main idea in all that we're saying here, is that when it comes to Tumah and Tahira, what Nevela means, did a shchita happen or did it not happen? Okay? A nevela, something which died randomly is tame, something which died through a nevela, through shchita, is not tame. But when it comes to hechsher basar, that's not just the phenomenon of how did it die, now we're talking about like a matir. Trying to be machshir the basar, that you could argue demands more than just how did it die, that it died through shchita. But now the question is, you need your shchita as a function as a matir. So you could say that you need not just the shem shchita, but shchita plus. So when it comes to tuman taira, it's not a machshir. Just the question is, it's a phenomenon. Did it die through shchita? Did it not die through shchita? What shchita? How did it happen? If it died through shchita, it's not. It's not shaykh to add on super added requirements. How did it die? Is it tumma? It's like a phenomenon. Certain animal, dead animals are tame, other ones are tar. It's the difference if it died to shchita or not. When it comes to hechsher basar, Now you're trying to say that the shlita is going to create a hechsher. You could say that you need a shlita plus hechsher basar is not just going to be the phenomenon of shlita, but it has to be shlita plus shlita done kehilchasa kiroi. Torah adds on to shlita certain requirements, which is where Rabbi Akiva held. Whatever the requirements may be, two simanim, one siman, psulim, whatever. The end of the day, it turns out that there's no such difference like that. Everyone holds Rishaviv, and the way Rabbi Akiva agrees is that there is no chiluk between shlita and hechsher basar. At least for now. I mean, the truth is there might be. Because, like, if a guy shot, we'll see, there are cases hopefully later we'll get to it. It's not so clear that there's nothing else like that. So scratch that. I mean, the point is they're not necessarily one and the same. Support the idea that one pipe is just a quantitative idea. Is we learned is that the way it's learned out is that by dagim the halacha is that you don't need any pipes, you just do a sifa, you gather them up, and by behema you need two pipes, and the Torah put oaf right in between behema and dagim to show you that it's a middle ground. To say that it needs no pipes, to say that it needs zero pipes, the Gemara says this. Say it needs zero pipes, you can't say because it's compared to behemoth. To say that it needs two pipes, you can't say because it's compared to dog, which needs zero. So the conclusion is it needs only one pipe. So it's like it sets it up as a middle ground between where the dog is mukhshar just through that any simanim, behemoth is mukhshar with two, and oaf is like a middle ground. So that seems to indicate a quantitative analysis. It's not just a matter, I mean, at least descriptively, it's not just saying there's just totally different qualitative definitions of shlitos, but there's like a continuum where it goes from dog who needs zero to be'ov needs one, and be'ema needs two. So it's like, but I'm saying is that combined with what Rabbi Peretz is saying is that according to Rabbi Akiva, if you do one simon, it's not metame. So apparently it's a shlita. Oh, so then what's the problem? So but even though it's a shchita, he holds that hechsher basar needs that you do two simanim, right? But he wouldn't say that when the psulei shchita, because psulei shchita says this isn't shchita. So this is shchita. So then we'll hold this shchita, what's the problem? So now you could just say it's a super added requirement or a psul of one, but I think a simpler way to look at it is not a psul of one, but it's just that it's lacking in the shalem, shchita b'shlemusa, so to speak, which is like going all the way. And it makes sense descriptively. I mean, it's true they are anatomically two different pipes, but basically they're two pipes which is function to give it life in different ways, and you cut one of them and it will die. The way it's going to die will just take a little longer. And versus going all the way and cutting it so its life totally and killing it more, you know, convincingly, so to speak. You know what I mean? Yeah. Let's try for tomorrow to start the Gemara. Okay? Start the Gemara. So the Gemara is basically going to have... let me just tell you the problem. The problem is that... well, you know, let me let you figure out the problem. Okay? Let me let you figure out the problem. So you do the problem, you read the Gemara, we'll do it tomorrow. It's just a little bit complex. So you do the Gemara. And there's also this little Tosos. Top to this bottom toast is from the page here. Yeah.